Today's Shir is Masechta Gittin Daf Lamed Ches. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbaruch on Daf Lamed Zayin on the Be'ez, two lines from the bottom. In our previous Shir, we had learned that if a non-Jewish kidnapper had captured a Jew, an Eved Kanani, that the Eved Kanani becomes the property of the captor with a Kinyan Chazaka. You know that when we speak about kinyanim, one of the types of kinyanim that are spoken about in Chazal is a kinyan chazaka, a kinyan that's done by showing ownership. And we're learning that a kinyan chazaka is effective in a non-Jew taking ownership of a Jew. However, we had learned that although when a Jew owns an Eved Kanani, it means that the Jew has full ownership over the Kanani. The halacha, however, is when a Eved Kanani is owned by a non-Jew, that ownership is a much more limited ownership. When I say that that ownership is a much more limited ownership, it means his only own masi yadav, whatever he earns, belongs to the Akum, but it doesn't mean that he owns the actual Eved Kanani. So begins the Gemara Damar Ish Lakish Menayel Avik Chavim Shukanes Avik Chavim L'mas Yodav. How do we know that the level of ownership is only to Mas Yodayim? Shenemar, the Pasuk says, V'avdach v'amoscha shir l'cham eis ha-goyim ash v'seisechem mehem tiknu evad v'omad. And then the Pasuk says, V'gam abnei ha-toshav ma-goyim mechem mehem tiknu. And the words mechem tiknu are superfluous to teach us. Atim koina mehem, a Jew has the ability to buy an Eved to take full ownership of Eved Kanani. V'loi heim, but they don't have the ability. V'loi heim koina mehem, they don't have the ability to buy a Eved Kanani by a Jew selling his Eved Kanani to an Akum. And furthermore, v'loi heim koina mehem zeh, one Akum cannot buy another Akum from an Akum. From here we see that the Gemara is saying that Ovi Kechavim cannot have full ownership in an Akum. So the Marajdam asks that the Gemara teaches us in Masechet Yevamos, Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, that the tax collectors took ownership of people who were part of their nation because they didn't pay the taxes. And then Jews redeemed those individuals from the tax collectors. And the question is that they became, do they become Eved Kanani to the Jews? But it's clear that they have ownership over the Eved Kanani. So, says the Kesef Mishnah, what was unique in that Gemara is that Gemara is speaking about the government. When the government takes ownership of somebody, it's a whole different situation than when a shavoi, when a kidnapper does. Yochel, continues Rish Lakish, loy yiknu zeh, they can't have ownership one of the other. Yochel loy yiknu zeh, loy yiknu zeh, hamret, so ask the Gemara, yochel loy yiknu zeh, what does that mean, when you said that? Hamrit, we just learned in Rish Lakish's statement very explicitly that loy heim kainim zeh mizeh. So what does he mean to say with that? Hakam, loy kainim zeh mizeh legufay, that even when one nachri buys another nachri, he doesn't take ownership of the whole person. Yochel lo yikne zeh zeh lemasi yodav. So we think that even one nachri should not have the ability to own another nachri as far as work is concerned. Amrit kavachomer, to which Rish Lakish says we have a kavachomer. Ovik kachavim Yisrael koina. The halacha is an ovik kachavim could take ownership over a Jew, that he should own the Jew's work. Ovik kachavim. So certainly he has the right to take over the work, whatever the akum works. The Tferes Yaakov asks a question. Sometimes the Gemara used the words yiknu zeh zeh, and sometimes the Gemara Now the Gemara has been using the word yiknu zeh zeh. Earlier, the Gemara has been using the word zeh mizeh. So when do we use, when is the word zeh zeh used, and when is the word zeh mizeh used? So he says that when we speak about an akum and another akum, that's when we say zeh zeh. When we speak an akum and a Yisrael, we say zeh mizeh. Veima, continues the Gemara, hani mili bekaska. Maybe when does the akum have the ability to have a kinyan kesef and ayvik chavim? That's if he paid for them. Al bekinyan chazaka, the halacha of kinyan chazaka is a different type of a kinyan, and it's a kinyan that normally akum cannot have a kinyan chazaka, and therefore the kinyan chazaka is only applicable when a Jew does a kinyan chazaka, not when a Akum does a kinyan chazaka, because even though the Jews have the ability to do kinyan chazaka, that's only a halacha that was said regarding Jews. And I saw one of the reasons why we would think so, because the concept of kinyan chazaka is something that we see when Jews went to battle with the nations of the world, that they took ownership of their property with a kinyan chazaka. But we don't have any precedent that a kinyan chazaka should be effective by an akum. Amar Rav Papa. So says Rav Papa, I'll bring you a raya that there is a concept of kinyan chazaka even by akum. Akum Amar Moyev. The Moshe Rabbeinu had told Klal Yisrael, Al Totzer Es Amov. The pasuk says, Al Titzterein Val Tizgabam. That we don't have a right to take ownership of Amon Amoyev. Tiara B'suchan. What happened was, the way Rashi learns the Gemara, that Sichon took over parts of Amon Amoyev, and the halacha that we just learned, that we're not allowed to take over parts of Amon Amoyev, is only if we're taking them directly from Amon Amoyev. But here we hadn't taken them over from Amon Amoyev. Sichon took them, and then we were taking them from Sichon. That is permissible. Now the question is, how did Sichon get these pieces of property? The way Sichon got these pieces of property is through Chazaka, through a war. So we see that Chazaka does apply even to Amon Amoyev. So we see that from here, the halacha is that Akum could take over ownership through kinyan chazaka. There is a question in the Achronim, now that we're learning that there is a concept of kinyan chazaka, which is what our Gemara is actually referring to, because our Gemara is talking about a shaboy, a kidnapper, and the way a kidnapper takes ownership is obviously with chazaka. The question that the Achronim debate is now, what will we say? Will we say that it's still only kinyan for masu yadayim, or is a full-fledged kinyan? Says the Gemara, so we can learn only from here that one Akum could take possession of another Akum's property through Chazaka. But ask the Gemara, how do we know that an Ayv Kechavim could take ownership of a Yisrael even with Chazaka? And the way the Rishonim explain this question is because we know, and we're going to be discussing this quite extensively in our Shiurim, that to a great degree, an Ovid Kanani is considered a Yisrael. So if we're learning now that the Akum could take ownership of the Ovid Kanani, who has to a great degree the halacha of Yisrael, how do we know that that could be done through Chazaka? The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, after Aaron HaKohen was Nifter, so it says, V'yishna Kanani Melech Harod, Kiva Yisrael Derech HaYisorim, V'yilochem B'Yisrael, V'yeish M'menu Shevi. The Torah calls what ever the Akum captured from Yisrael, Shevi. It became something that he had captured. How is that? How did that happen? It must have been through the Kinyan Chazaka that Shevi is accomplished through a Kinyan Chazaka. That's the way Rashi learns. The Ramah learns that the Pasuk should have just said, V'yesh M'menu, they captured him. Why did the Torah add the word Shevi? So says the Ramah, to teach us this very halacha, then an Akum could take ownership of Yisrael with Chazaka. Says the Gemara, Amar of Shemin bar Abba, Amar of Yochanan. Evet Shebarach ben Beis HaSurim. if an Eved Kanani was captured by Akum and then he escaped from jail, Yotzel Cheres, because we could assume that the Yisrael was Miyash. Once his Eved Kanani was in prison by the Akum, he must have been Miyash from him. Furthermore, says the Gemara, Shekaifas Rabbi, we force his Jewish owner to write for him, So the question that the Achronim ask is, why is this halacha only if he ran away from jail? And what if he didn't run away from jail? So the Achronim answer that if, since the captor became his owner, and once the captor became his owner, now when he ran away, so what he's doing is that he's like the halacha of a gazlan. The halacha is if a gazlan took something, and then the person who was taken by the gazlan runs away, he's no longer the property of the gazlan. Here too, the halacha is that he's not like a gazel. Moreover, the Chasam Sofer says, as we're going to learn in our shir, that the pasuk of Lo'olam Behem Tavoidu, we're going to learn, teaches us that we're not allowed to free under normal circumstances in Eved Kanani. But here, when the halacha mandates that we should free him, says the Chasam Sofer, we're allowed to flee him. Tanan, Rav Shimon Gamliel, I'm a benkach, whether we go back to what we learned in yesterday's shir. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, whether the person who ransomed this Eved Kanani had a mind that he should remain in Eved Kanani, whether he had a mind that he should remain Chayrim, Yishtabed. He should still remain an Eved of his original owner. And as we learned yesterday, Chizki explained that the reason is because we're concerned that otherwise what's going to happen is every Eved Kanani who knows that if he's ransomed, if he's captured and ransomed, he's going to be free. What every Eved Kanani is going to do, we learned in the previous year, is that he's going to do whatever he can to get himself into a situation where he's captured or ransomed. And in order to avoid that from happening, the halacha is that he goes back, he should go back to his original owner. Benkach, benkach, yishtabit. V'am rabba b'b'chanam rab yochanan, kam makm shana rab shim gamliel b'mishna seinu. Wherever we have in a Mishnah the opinion of Rav Shimon Gamliel, halacha k'maisai, we always paskin like him, chutz b'sh'oreif, the halacha is that if somebody accepted to be a guarantor to a loan, the halacha is that if the person who took the loan has the financial wherewithal to pay off the loan, we're not allowed to go, the halacha tells us, we're not allowed to ask another person to pay off the loan. The halacha is that under those circumstances, we don't go to the guarantor first. We first go to the person who took the loan. And only if the person who took the loan doesn't have the ability to pay off the loan, then and only then does the halacha say that we should go back to the original, that we have a right to go to the guarantor. That's Rav Shimon Gamliel by Arif. Tzaydin. The case is that the case over there was where somebody told his wife, I'm prepared to give you a get, but I'm only prepared to give you a get if you will give me back my garment that you're holding. And then she doesn't have the garment. So the question is, could she just give him the value of the garment? And the halacha is that you could do that, and that'll be a satisfactory way of fulfilling the condition. V'raya achroina. There it speaks about a person that was called to Din Torah, and the person who was called to Din Torah was given the option by Beis Din to bring any claim or edim to support his position. And he said, at a certain point, he says, I rest my case, I don't have edim, I don't have any more claims. And then he comes back and says, I do have edim or raya. According to the Chachamim, the halacha is that we cannot, once he made that statement, his case is finished. According to Shimon Gamliel, we could still accept his claim. Those situations, the halachas like Chachamim. Anywhere else, the halachas like Shimon Gamliel. So now we have a stira in the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. In one place, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that under all circumstances, this Eved Kanani who was captured goes back to his original owner. And on the other hand, Rabbi Yochanan said that an eved that ran away from jail is freed. Says the Gemara, Bishlama Labaya, according to Abaya, we can resolve this question. Mukalei Lahai, he could explain that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who says that he always goes back to his original owner, is referring to a situation of Nayirish, before the original owner was Miyash. The high, and what Rabbi Yochanan says that he's freed is Achayish, El Rabba, according to Rabbi Rava, that we learned in our previous year that said that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's opinion was stated, even Lachayayosh. So, Kasha Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, how do we resolve the opinions of Rabbi Yochanan? Amar Leich, Rava, so Rava responds, Tamamai. What's the reason, as we explained a few moments ago, why Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that an Eved always goes back to his original owner? So as we explained, the reason that Eved always goes back to his original owner is Mishim de Chizki, because Chizki was concerned that if we won't send him back to his original owner, he's going to try, if he knows that that's the halacha, he's going to try to get himself captured to go free. Bereich Shani. But the case that Rabbi Yochanan said that the Eved Kanani goes free, that's a case where he escaped. Because when an Evan escapes jail, he's putting his life into danger. Apule nafshe legaisis. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is as follows. Why did Chizkiya say that an Evan Kanani doesn't go free? The reason Chizkiya said an Evan Kanani doesn't go free is because Chizkiya was concerned that an Evan Kanani is going to put himself into such a place that he should get captured. But there's no real danger in getting captured. So that's why the Eved Kanani says it's worth it. But an Eved Kanani that tries to escape jail, it's a whole different situation. An Eved Kanani who's trying to escape jail is putting his life into danger. That's not something that the halacha is typically concerned for. And because that's not a case that's normally, that we normally have to be concerned about, that's why the halacha is that we could be more lenient. And such a person is indeed freed. Says the Gemara, Amsei de Beishma, Shmuel Ishtaboy, the Shifcha of Mashmul was kidnapped through non-Jews, Perkul Shamasu, and the person who redeemed her with the intention that she should remain a Shifcha Kananas, the Shadrul Ishel, that they sent to Shmuel, that given that we know that we have a machloks between Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and the Chachamim and our Mishnah, what is the halacha when an Eved was free, was redeemed? Shochalei, and he sent the following message. Anok Rav Shimon Gamliel Sfarilon. I paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that he always goes back to his original owner. At, and you Shmuel, inam karabonan Sfarilach, even if you agree with Rabbanan that under certain, that if he was freed l'shem cheris, he goes free, but here is a situation that she was freed with the intention that she should remain an Amma, and therefore even the Chachamim will agree that she should go back to her original owner. Vinisavar, and the Gemara says, the people who redeemed her thought that Shmuel had not given up, that Shmuel had not done Yiyush. And therefore, since they felt that Shmuel had not done Yiyush, and she also was freed on the intention that she should remain in Amr, that's why she should go back to Shmuel. But says the Gemara, but they were actually making an error. V'loihi, lachi yishrava. It was after Shmuel was miyash. V'shmuel amibay d'shtabit lam d'shtabibo. Not only did Shmuel therefore no longer ever use her as an Amr, al gita d'chavrusa nami l'atzucha, he said that she doesn't even need a get shikra. Normally, an Eved to go free, as we're going to be learning quite extensively, requires a get shikhar. Here, that she doesn't even need that, that she could, she's considered free. And we know that a shikhar kananis, after she's freed, is considered like a full-fledged Jew, and she can marry a Jewish man. Shmuel Tamei, and explains the Gemara, why did Shmuel say this? Dama Shmuel Mafka Avdoi, Yotzel Cheres. If somebody was Mafka their Eved, he goes free, and the halacha is, and there's no reason to have a shtar shikhar. Eved Shinamar, because the pasuk says, "V'kol ever ish miknas kasoi or malta oisoi as yochaboy." That means only after you do a bris milah on ever kanani, you're allowed to eat a karm pesach. The halacha, however, is if you didn't do a bris milah on ever kanani, you may not eat an ever from the karm pesach. But the pasuk, when it describes this halacha, uses the words ever ish. That's a difficult wording. Because is the halacha of Eved Kanani limited to Eved Ish when the Eved Kanani is owned by a man, v'loy Eved Isha, and it doesn't apply when he's owned by an Isha? Ella Eved Sheyesh LeYishus Rabbi Olav, an Eved that the owner has domination over him, Kari Eved is considered an Eved. However, Sheyesh LeYishus Rabbi Olav at that point is Ein Kari Eved, and therefore whether he had a bris milah or didn't have a bris milah no longer remains relevant. And Shmuel held that once he was miyash from the shivcha, so he has no control over the shivcha. Once he doesn't have any control over the shivcha, the halacha is that you don't even have to. He could eat the karban pesach if he didn't have a bris milah, and she's considered, and he or she are considered a full fledged Jew. I'm saying the Rabbi Abba Bar Zutra Ishtaboy, the Shivcha of Rabbi Abba, the Shivcha Kananis of Rabbi Abba Bar Zoi Ishtaboy was kidnapped. Perka Hu Tamedoa, there was a certain non-Jew from the city Tamedoa, freed her Lashum Itasa, Shochla Ledei, and he sent to the Yonim of that city, Iyos Avid, Shadar Lagita de Harusa. They sent her, Abba, if you want to do the right thing, give her a Shtar Shukr. Asked the Gemara, Hechidami, either Matzah Parkalei, if Bezdin could have freed her, and the Akum would accept that ransom, Lamaligita de Harusa. Why is there need for Shtar Shukra? We're learning that once that you free her, and we go back to the Mishnah, if you free her L'shem Avdus, she goes back to the original owner. The key, Vidaloy Matzah Parkala, and if they couldn't, if the Shtaboy, if the kidnapper wasn't willing to take any money, so ask the Gemara, Kishadol Gita de Harusa Mayhava, what was the point of the Get Shichra? Says the Gemara, L'Oilin de Matzah Parkala. We're speaking about a case where the Akum would accept a ransom, but Bezdin did not have enough finances to free her. The king of the Shadol Gita de Harusa. So Bezdin used the following approach. They sent her to Shtar Shukra. At that point, Chaburi Machba Hadadi, so the Jewish community, sell, once she gets a Shtar Shukra, she's considered a full-fledged Jew. Once she gets a Shtar Shukra, and she's considered a full-fledged Jew, then people will come together, are more likely to come together. Chaburi Machabri Hadadi, Uparkalanda, ransom up. Me by Sema, another way to understand the whole story is the Lam Matzah Parkalei. The Akum was not willing to take any ransom. However, Kim the Mashad Lagita Kharusa, once he got a Shtar Shukra, Mitzvah Bapei, she's no longer Shivcha Yisrael. And the Akum is interested in having a Shivcha Yisrael. And at that point, Mafkalei, that's what caused them to agree to accept a ransom. But ask the Gemara, Ha'amamar, Chavivalam Behemta Shisrael Noshim Shisayim, that the Akum likes the animal of a Jew more than the wife of a Jew. So why would the fact that they freed this Shivcha, why is that a factor? Answers the Gemara, Hanimil with Sinah. When it's not public, then an Akum likes anything that belongs to a Jew. Ava Professor, once it's public, when there's a Shtar Shukra, Zilaba Milsa, and therefore, at this point, since at this point she was freed, the guy now is aware that she was a shifcha. Once the guy knows that she was a shifcha, he has no interest in her. Ha'u Amsadava Pampadisa, the Kava Mavdi by Inchi Asura. There was a shifcha who lived in Pampadisa that was immoral, and people acted immorally with this shifcha. Whoever frees his Eved is over a mitzvah, say, have a kifina lamora, I would force his owner, the kasla gita de chayusa. I would force him to free her. Says the Gemara, Ravina Makiha, in such a situation where people are have, where this is causing a act of immorality, Maida Behuda, Meshemilsa de Surah. He's Maida that it's worth it to be over the mitzvah sasei and free her instead of people doing behaving with her this way. Vabaya, and what about Abaya? Meshemis Surah law. Doesn't he, isn't he concerned about that? Ask the Gemara, don't we know, there was a situation where there was a woman with a shifcha, she was half shifcha, half bechayrim. The simple story was that she was owned by two people, and one freed her, and one did not. The kofas, Rav and the owner was forced to free her. The reason they did so, Minik Hefka Nagaba. So we see that it is appropriate that when such is the situation to free her. So why did Abaye now want to free her? Answers the Gemara Hachi Ashtim. The situations are not the same. Hossam, when a woman is Chatzi Shifcha Chatzi Evid, Chatzi Shifcha Chatzi Baschairin, Loyal Evid Chazia, she can't marry an Evid because she's 50% free. The Loyal Ben Chairin Chazia, she can't marry Ben Chairin because she's 50% not free. Hacha Evshad Miyacha Leila Avdei, here, when she was still a Shifcha Kananis, have her marry Eved Kanani, and since have her marry an Eved Kanani, therefore the halacha will be that there will be no that the right thing to do would be to the right thing to do would be to free her. So our Gemara just introduced a new halacha, and that is the halacha of La'olam ben Tavaydu. The halacha is that we have to we're not allowed to free an Eved Kanani. That means after one buys a Kanani, the halacha is he has to have a bris milah, he has to go to the mikveh, he becomes an Eved Kanani, and at that point he may not marry a Bas Yisrael nor marry a Jewish woman. The only one he can marry is a Shifcha Kananis, and he's obligated to mitzvahs like women. That means he's exempt from mitzvahs to say Shizman Groma. But once he's freed, he's considered a full-fledged Jew, and he's allowed to marry Bas Yisrael, and he's not allowed to marry a Shifcha Kananis. However, our Gemara says that the halacha is that under certain circumstances, we're allowed to free him. So the question is, how can we free him? If there's an Isra say, as we're learning in our Gemara, not to free an Eved Kanani, so how, when there's, like an our Gemara says, situations, we're allowed to free them? So the Ritva and the Ran, because of this question, say that the Isser to free an Eved Kanani is not a full-fledged essay. It's only an Esmacht, it's only the Rabbanon, and therefore, under certain circumstances, we could free them. The Ramban explains that why is one not allowed to free an Eved Kanani? Because the din of Lo Sechonim. And the din of Lo Sechonim says we're not allowed to give an Akam a Guf. But the halacha of Lois Sechanim only applies when I don't have anything to gain by giving the Akam a gift. But if I have something to gain by giving the Akam a gift, then there's this no Lois Sechanim. So in the case that we just learned, in the case we're going to learn, where there was something to gain, this Lois Sechanim doesn't apply. The other explanation that the Rashba says, which is presumably the Pashup Shad in the Gemara, is that when it's a mitzvah derabim, when it's something that affects the entire community, then there's no concept of loisachani. But our Gemara just introduced a new concept, and that is that if we see that it's a difficult situation, maybe the halacha allows us to do something that we're not allowed to be doing under other circumstances. So one of the questions that I saw that the Paiskim discuss is that, let's say there's a person who's Mechayev Nidui. We have to put him into Cheirim. But there's a real concern that if we're going to put this person in Cheirim, who knows what that will cause him to do. Do we still put him in Cheirim or not? So the Ramah, in Yoridei Simit Shin Lamedal Sif Aleph, says we nadal mishchayev nidui. We put into cherem somebody who's chayev cherem. Vafila yoishlochish. Even when there's a concern, shal yedei ken yetzal tarbus ra, that by doing this he's going to act inappropriately. Ein lochish because we don't have to worry. The Taz disagrees, and the Taz says that our Gemara is a proof that when Chazal see that there's a concern, sometimes we could take a different approach. And the Ratvaz agrees with this approach. And the Ratvaz says, but you have to be a great Talmud Chacham. You have to be a great Talmud Chacham. And you have to be very clear and deliberate in the situation. Rabbi Kiv Eger in the Tshuvas, in Madura Kama Simon Yud Gimel, differentiates where the issue, and this is something that we just discussed, where the issue is an issue of a deraisa or an issue is a derabbanan. And there are other situations that one case that the poskim discuss, where it was a kohen who said that if we will not allow him to marry a grusha, we know a kohen is not allowed to marry a grusha, he's just going to live our religion. The poskim are more machmen in such a case. Another case is where there are different menhagim in kashrus. There I saw the poskim are maybe a little more lenient, and they say that if it's not obvious an issa d'oraisa, maybe we could be more lenient. On the other hand, I saw that the Chabina Rav paskind that one is not allowed to open a meat store during the 9 day, even though if we don't open the kosher meat store during the 9 days, it may cause that people will go and buy non-kosher meat. He says that we need to be concerned. He takes an interesting approach. He says we need to be concerned that if we're going to open up the kosher butcher shop, that even Jews who normally may not buy meat, normally would not buy meat if the kosher butcher shop wasn't open, now that it's opened, will buy the kosher meat. And in other words, what the Chabina Rav is suggesting is, why are we worried about the person who does the wrong thing? Why are we not worried about the person who's going to do the right thing? And I saw the Shalos HaTshuvos, Chelkas Yaakov, discusses if a Rav is allowed to be Mesadik Kedushin. We've learned many times in Mesechta Yevamos and Mesechta Ksubos that we hold that Kedushin is valid by Chayv Lavin. And the question is, if somebody comes to Rav to be Mesadik Kedushin by a Chayv Lavin, the halacha is the question that they discusses, is a Rav, should the Rav be Mesadik Kedushin at such a wedding, or because it's the wrong thing, especially since it's a Issa D'Raisa, maybe we shouldn't allow to do it. Gufa, says the Gemara, as we just learned, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul, Kol HaMashachar Avdai, whoever is frees his Eved, Oiver Basay, he's Oiver Mitzvah Sasei, Shnemar, because the Pasuk says, Loilam Bam Tavaydu. Ask the Gemara, Meisvei, Meisper Belezer, Shneknos Lebesa Knesses, it was a situation where Belezer came to Shul, V'leimotza Asorer, and he didn't find 10 people, V'shichar Avdai, and he freed his Eved, like that, he had a minion. So the question is, how was he allowed to do this? Answers the Gemara, Mitzvah Shani. And the way the Mefarshim explained the Gemara, that even though normally we're not allowed to do it, here where there's a case of a mitzvah the rabbim, the halacha is we're allowed, for mitzvah the rabbim, we're allowed to do it. And that's why even though the Kilos Moshe explains there was a concept of Loilam Bam Tavaydu, a mitzvah the rabbim takes precedence. And he goes on to explain, based on the Gemara in Masechet Brachos, the Avav HaMebeis, the Gemara says, B'shor Shakadosh Baruch Hu Bar, the Beis HaKnesses, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Shul, V'lay Motza Bar Asara, and he doesn't find the minion, B'yad U'Kayis, he gets angry. So here, besides that it was a mitzvah, the rabbin explains the Kilos Moshe, it was also a mitzvah that involved that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. And because it's a mitzvah that causes anger, that's why it's a whole different situation. That the Torah allows us to work with Eved Kenani. So says the Gemara, the Dilma, You know why Rabbi Elazar freed his Eved? It's because Savol command on Rishus, because he holds like the opinion that it's only a Rishus. Says the Mar Lo Sakadatach. It's not correct to think that way. The Tanya Behedya, we learned in a Brisa, Rabbi Elazar Omer, that he concurs with Rabbi Kiva that Lo'olam Bam Tavoidu is a Chayva, and it must be that the reason he did this is because it was a mitzvah, the rabbim, or it's a mitzvah, as we just learned, that is a very important. Amar Va'ava, Bahani Talas Mila Nachsi Balabatim Nachsim. For these three reasons, people lose their money. The Mafka Avdil Cherusa, they free their Evodim, as we just learned, they're not supposed to. Or the Messiri Nachsai B'Shapsa, they go to look at their assets on Shabbos, and one is supposed to spend Shabbos not thinking about these things. With the Kavayus of the Sai B'Shapsa, and they eat in Shabbos in the time when there's a shear in the Beis Medrash. There were two prominent families in Shlaim. One would sit down to have a meal Shabbos when the shear was going on. And there's two Peshatim and Rashi. What does that mean? One means that they ate on Friday instead of eating on Shabbos. And the other pshat is that they had their primary meal on Friday night. And the halacha is that Kedushas Shabbos of day is more important than the Kedushas Shabbos of night. And they did the wrong thing. So I saw that Chassam Sofer explains, what does the Gemara mean here? It says that the wealthy people in Eretz Yisrael are zoicha to Ashiris, because they give Maisa. And here, they didn't have Rachmanis where they were supposed to have Rachmanis. A person is supposed to have Rachmanis where he's supposed to have Rachmanis, and not have Rachmanis where he's not supposed to have Rachmanis. And these people, by freeing the Avodim, had Rachmanis where they're not supposed to have Rachmanis. Then he goes on to some sort of to say that people are wealthy in Bavel, because they show Kavanah Torah. But somebody who has a meal when the shear is supposed to happen is not showing Kavanah Torah. And then he says that in other places they have a shiris because the Mechabit Shabbos. And here, by not showing the proper Kavanah Shabbos, they went to look at their fields, that's why they lost what they had. The Sefer Aruch Yisharim, however, says that what the Gemara really means to say over here is that we're not talking about monetary fortune. We're talking about ruchnius. If people spend their life, mafke v'del cherusa, it means that they don't want to live the life of being encumbered by what the halacha says. They want to live a life of hefker, or that the only thinking that's mafke avdai lecherusa, or the sire nechsai b'shapsa, they're busy only thinking about their gashmius, and they don't think about their ruchnius. Or they spend all of Shabbos just eating, instead of spending Shabbos as the day of ruchnius. That's the way that you lose your level of ruchnius. You know, what's most important in life, he explains the Aruch Mesharim, Aruch Yisharim, is our level in Ruchnius. And these people spend their lives thinking about Gashmius. I saw that the Chafetz Chaim says, sometimes we see that people who are Mechalei Shabbos, and yet they're Mechalei Shabbos, and yet they're successful. So he says, we shouldn't look at those people as really being successful. He says these people are actually very unsuccessful. We do see that they're successful. So he says a marshal. He says there was once a person who had done a terrible sin against the king. And the king said the punishment that we're going to put him is we're going to put him in a glass case without any food. And at the beginning, he looked like he's walking around the case. But as the days went on and he had nothing to eat, he started eating his own flesh. That's how desperate he was. The people who said the people who live that life of thinking that they can live their whole life just thinking about Gashmias will get Gashmias in the world. But what they're eating up in this world, says the Chafetz Chaim, is their schar, and they're going to be left with nothing in the next world. The Sefer Gerish Karmel explains with this. The Pasuk says in Parshas B'Shalach that there were people that we were told in the Parshas Haman that they're not supposed to collect the mon on Shabbos, and they went to collect on Shabbos. And the question obviously is, people who went to collect the mon on Shabbos were being mechal Shabbos. So explains the Gerish Karmel, it's not that they were collecting the mon on Shabbos. They were thinking about the mon on Shabbos. Yotzo lulkait, that means that they were busy always thinking about their gashmias. And Shabbos is a day they were supposed to be not thinking about that, and that's why they were considered big balei avera. Here we're learning that Rabbi Lazar, even though he holds that the din of loyalim b'am tavoidu should be taken literally, that one should not free a slave, but for the important mitzvah of davening tefillah b'tzibur, the halacha is that one is allowed to free a slave. And the Miri says that even though tefillah b'tzibur may only be a drabanon, it's still considered very important. And to read the words of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and Aruch Chaim, Simen Tzadik Sif Yud Zayin, Tefillah HaTzibur, Afishu Mitzvah Devrayim, Tefillah HaTzibur is only a mitzvah derabbanan, who gedolim a mitzvah zasei shel Torah. It's more important than a mitzvah zasei v'Torah. Why is it so important? Explains the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Hoyel Mekach Ba Hashem Barabim. What happens when we daven Tefillah HaTzibur? We make a Kiddush Hashem. And therefore, quoting our Gemara, he says, we're even allowed to be over mitzvah say in order to have minyan. And Ramosha, in the Shalos Tshuvos Igros Moshe, Arachayim Chelik Beis Simen Chav Zayin, says that he is asked the question, there's somebody who feels he could learn well at night and go late into the night. He says that, and the question is, but if he's going to learn late at night, particularly he lives in a neighborhood, there aren't minyanim late. The question is he allowed to learn late and daven b'chidus? And Ramosha says that chas v'sholem, the halacha is that one should daven tefillah b'tzibur, even if it means going to sleep earlier and not learning. The Chidah quotes the Zohar HaKadosh, that davening b'chidus, he says, is sakonim. A Gemara also, as Rashi said, the family that made its main meal on Friday night, it represents a lack of Kavod Shabbos. And I saw that that's why many people have the minig, that they have special food that they only eat Shabbos by day, they don't eat it Friday night. And the Shari Tshuvin, Aruch Chaim Simen Reish Ayin Aleph, Sefkat Aleph, says that if you have a food that you like more, you should put it away for Shabbos by day and not eat it Shabbos by night. That's why some people are makbid not to eat cholent, only Shabbos by day, by showing that they're giving more covered to the Shabbos by day meal. And how do they show that they're giving cover to the Shabbos by meal? Means that by having special food. And the Eish Lavram says that if one is going to wear clothing on Shabbos, then different clothing Shabbos by day than Friday night, he should wear the better clothing Shabbos by day than Friday night. And that's why many Paiskim suggest that one should be very careful that when he comes to Mincha, he should be wearing his finest Shabbos clothing. Because all of Shabbos by day is Shabbos that we have to show covered. And the way we show that covered is by wearing nice clothing. The question is, if one is allowed to have a Suda Friday, according to the other Peshat of Rashi, some suggest that you're not allowed to, but it seems that most Paiskim are of the opinion that we're allowed to, provided that it's not something we do on a regular basis. Moreover, there are Paiskim that suggested that even even to go, that even to have a bris milah that wasn't bezmanoi should not be done on Friday, because a bris milah, we have to have a suda, and one should not be making, as our Gemara teaches us, a suda. As much as we're learning about tefillah b'tzibur, there's another element that I saw that the Paiskim, the Shas Tshuvas Michtam LeDavid, Oir Chaim, Simon Yudala discusses. And that is the element, he explains, of tefillah b'tzibur in a Beis HaKnesses. And the question that he was discussing was, there was a small village, and in that village there wasn't the opportunity to have two minyanim, and there was somebody who became an oval in that village. And the question was, what's better? Should they daven? Should I have a minyan in the home of the oval where he's sitting shiva, or should I have the minyan in the Beis HaKnesses? So he says that not only, as we just learned in our Gemara, how important tefillah b'tzibur is, but moreover, he says, tefillah b'tzibur in a Beis HaKnesses is even more important than just regular tefillah b'tzibur, and therefore he suggested that tefillah b'tzibur should take place in the Beis HaKnesses, with the oval attending, davening in the Beis HaKnesses. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabba, Amar Rab, Hamagdash Avdoi, somebody who says regarding his Eved Kanani that he should be Kadosh Yotzal Cheres. My Tama, says the Gemara, Gufa Le Kadosh. He can't become Kedusha Saguf. Kedusha Saguf is only for something that can be used for carbon. A person cannot be used for carbon. And he can't have Kedushas by the Kabayis, because Kedushas by the Kabayis also is something that involves the upkeep of the Beis Hamikdash. Ledamei Le Kamar. And he didn't say that he meant that he wants to give the value of this Eved Kanani to Hegdish. What must have he meant? Tilhevi Am Kaddish Kamer, he should become part of the Jewish people, because as we mentioned earlier, when you free an Eved Kanani, he becomes part of Klal Yisrael. Rav Yosef Amar HaMafka is Avdoi, if you Amafka your Eved, Yotzel Cheres. Says the Gemara Amar Magdish, the opinion that says that if your Magdish becomes free, Koshker HaMafker, by saying I'm being Mafker him, so he's no longer my Eved. Mandam Mafker, but Rabbi Yosef, who spoke about Mafker, only Mafker, Ava Magdish Loi, because maybe when he said Magdish, Dima, what he meant to say was, come, I'm going to give the value. Iboiluhu, ask the Gemara. So in these cases that we just learned, that if you're Mafker Evid or you're Magdish Evid, he goes free. Is there a requirement, Tzorach get Shikr, that you have to give Mishtar Shikr, or Loi Tzorach? Says the Gemara, Tashma, Dom Rav Chibar, Oven, Omer Rav, Echad Zeb, in both of these cases, Yotzel Cheres, Vitzark Get Shechur. Omer Rabba, says the Gemara, Umasfina Meshmeitzen. Rava says, this that I just said in the name of Rav, that I'm Magdish Avda Yotzel Cheres, I have a question. The Braisa teaches us, HaMagdish Nechasov, if somebody says that all of his assets should be Hegdish, Vayi Ben Avodim, and amongst those assets were Avodim Kananim, they're not allowed to free them, but the treasurers of the base of the Hegdash should sell these avodim kananim for cherim, and those people who now own them mitzina sel cheres. Rabbi Omer says the more Omani, just like other people could buy the eved from Hegdash and free him, af hu noisin the meatzmoi, the Eved Kanani could give money to Hegdish. How does he have money? Because as we're going to learn often, if somebody gives him money, even though the halach is the kamash kind of Eved kind of rabbi, that whatever Eved buys automatically becomes the property of his owner. The halach, however, is that if somebody gives the Eved money with the stipulation, amanash ein le rabbi rishusboy, that the owner can't have any access to that money. So afhu noisin the meatzmai, he gave that money v'yotzei neshkumachuloi. It's like the Hegdish sold him to himself. So we see that what is the definition of a magdish avdoi, that his value becomes Hegdish. Why did Rava say, ask the Gemara in the name of Rav, that he goes free? Answers the Gemara, masnisa karamas aloi the Rav. You're asking a question from the Braisa. Rav tana hu bepalud. Rav is a tana and he has a right to argue. Ask the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Ach kocherim ashiyakrim ish l'ashem, mikol shalom adam v'heima, lo yimocha v'lo yigoyel. So we see from here that if somebody says something is cherim, I raise a cherim, it becomes kedushas cheif, it has a kedushas aguf, and we can't sell it. May adam, and the Pasuk says the word adam, el avada v'shifchos kananim, that we see that they do become kedushas by the kabayis. And it says the Gemara, Hacha b'mayiskin, and this brisa that said, he said explicitly l'demei. If somebody explicitly say that I want the value to be ham hegdish, the then there's no question. So ask the Gemara. So the brisa that we asked from a moment ago, why don't we explain the same way? Idach nami, why don't we explain that that brisa is speaking about the case of demei? Says the Gemara, if that's what the way we're going to explain that brisa, that the brisa is speaking about a case where it was explicitly said that I'm giving over the value of this eved to hegdish, so why does the brisa say ena barim mishrom loytzim lecheres? Gizbarim ma'ev adatayu. I didn't give anything to the gizbarim. All I said was a pledge that I'm going to give value. The su avamachron esam lecherim v'acherim ma'itzin esam lecheres. Acherim ma'ev adatayu. Why should this eved be sold? I, the owner, or even not the owner, had just obligated myself to give the value. Furthermore, the Bryce says, Rabbi Oyman, ni noise de me atzva yotzum ne shu kemoicholoi vila de me. If it just said that I'm giving the value, mas kemoicholoi, why would that be the case? It must be that that Bryce is not speaking about a case where we sell a de me. And that's why we have to say that it's speaking about a case where it was magdish to Evid. This Bryce obviously held that Rava says that when you say your magdish to Evid, it becomes the property of Bet Kabayis, but Rav, Tanahu Palag, Rav disagrees.